Welcome back to Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. It is now open. Y'all are free to come on in, walk around, and tour all the vendors that are here on the showroom floor and get ideas for that next remodeling project. Where Rosie on the House is here. Welcome. We always appreciate it when we're out live and people come up and introduce themselves to us as regular longtime listeners or people that have just found the show. We're out there trying to do what we can to protect y'all from making any serious mistakes or recruiting or hiring the wrong people. That's our job. That's what we've been doing for 25 years, and we appreciate y'all's loyalty at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Dennis, let's go back to Masonry Homes. I want to talk about that just a little bit. We've got the empty cells in the middle. You're filling it with a non-stick, non-expanding foam. You're not having to worry about the foam busting through a receptacle and pushing sheetrock off of its furring strips or anything like that.
We're filling the empty cores in the block.
Okay.
So if you could picture, essentially what we're doing is we're purging all of the air out of that masonry wall. Whatever type of block it is, if it's hollow, we purge the air out and the foam insulation stays behind.
Now, I've actually been on jobs where y'all were doing it. You can actually feel the wall cool off as the foam is injecting it. Now, I'll tell you another thing that a lot of people that I've recommended your service to, they also say, Rosie, I can't believe how much quieter the house is and cleaner.
We hear a lot of good results with that because it's amazing how much just having the air in the wall, the sound, dust, dirt, and even pests will pass through that. So we do a good job of sealing that wall up also. So there's a lot of good benefits besides just the thermal properties.
Y'all actually do a fair amount of commercial work, too, on older masonry warehouses and stuff.
We have.
Don't you?
If you go to our website, it shows some sites that we've done. And that's kind of a new business for us, is pursuing commercial retrofit work.
What's the website?
Thermaladvantage.com.
Okay, and we'll be giving the phone numbers out a little bit later. But let's see if we can bring Midge in from Tucson, who recently received an estimate for some insulation. Midge, I want to introduce you to Scott Petrie of Banker Insulation and Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage. How can we help you, ma'am?
Well, it couldn't happen at a better time because I just got the estimate yesterday.
Good.
And I have insulation. I have a cathedral ceiling in the front of the house where the guest bedroom is, at the back of the house where the homeowner, bedroom is, and then in the middle is my small attic where one of my air conditioner heating units is up there. So they came out for their, and I'm glad to know that this is my last year with them. But suggesting that I do insulation in that attic, which looks like it's approximately 500 square feet. And so the estimate is for one insulation, 500 square feet, $1.29, 5 inches thick, $6.45 is the price. And then two transition boxes for ductwork, $650. So I'm wondering, is this something there is insulation, but I'm sure it's been moved around. I've been in this house 20 years.
So, Midge, you had someone come out and inspect the ductwork and the insulation. Did you have a whole house energy audit done?
No. What it was is I belonged to Home Services, a company. And
yes.
The reason I stayed with them is because, like, about 10 years ago, we kept having this knocking sound come on, and we had the warranty or whatever it is contract
right,
with them.
Right.
And they came out like 20 times before they found it. So if I had to pay that expense
right.
every time, it would have been unreasonable. So that's why I've stuck with it. And so they come out twice a year. I found it interesting, though, they checked my air conditioning instead of my heat, which I would think this time of year would be the heat inspection.
Well, they were probably doing a duct work inspection is what they were trying to do. And
yeah.
They may have been doing you a favor because some of the utility companies are offering rebates for sealing duct work. Okay.
Okay.
But it's going to be hard for us to determine. The price doesn't sound exorbitant to me for 500 square feet of 5-inch insulation and a buck and a quarter.
I had no idea. And I know there's some insulation, but one of your contractor or whoever is there said that sometimes the insulation that's already in is not good? I mean, are we just going over the old? Is that what I need to find out?
That's what you need to find out. Scott, take this. I mean, you need to do an assessment of what's there.
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to have one of our people come out and take a look at it for you and get another estimate just for the insulation piece.
Okay.
We also do duct sealing, so we could take a look at that as well. But one thing I'd like to mention is whenever you're buying insulation, the quote should always include an R value, and you should not buy insulation
by the inch.
By the inch.
That is
a great tip. Federal Trade Commission requires that you get an R value as well as quantity for the insulation that you're buying, because different insulations are going to be different R values at different thicknesses. Fiberglass insulation is an R30 at 12 inches blown in, most of them. And cellulose is typically around 8.1 inches for an R30. So to sell you inches of insulation is not a best practice. So just with that, I would recommend that someone else take a look at it and make sure that you're buying what you really need.
Scott, since you joined me here this Saturday morning, why don't you quick give out the Phoenix, the Tucson phone number for Banker.
Tucson phone number is 520-293-5815.
Banker does operate pretty much statewide. There's hardly any place in the state y'all won't insulate something, right?
That is correct.
We're going to need to take a quick break here. Be right back.